Shalom, everyone. So good to be with you. I'm Ricky Nivenes. And in the next few days, I'll make my way to two conferences that will be held in the States. The first one in Texas, which I'm looking forward to seeing so many of you that will be there. And then I'll be making my way to Nashville for the Clockworks of Heaven conference. And as I've been speaking to so many of you online, majority of you I'll be meeting for the first time. So I'm really excited about that. And I've just really been holding within my heart, within this period of time, of what has been entrusted to us from the mysteries, the secrets of Yahweh. So I know that as we get together as a house, that things will begin to be established within us, and I know that we will be entrusted with a greater measure of what we are to carry here within the earth. So it's going to be amazing. And for those that can't make it there in person, it will also be so great to connect with all of you online. Amazing. So in today's podcast, I want to talk to you about a thought process that I've been beholding of late. I'm going to get in a greater depth at the two conferences that I will be attending. But within Exodus 24, it's been so fascinating to me to behold these encounters that Moshe was having because of the responsibility that he was entrusted with. I mean, you've got to think about this. He was entrusted to lead an entire nation out of captivity, and then to lead them into a promise that was established by Yahweh. And on this journey, they encountered so many things that were just beyond their capability to understand. And the one part that I've been so fascinated about, and I've been doing personal research on it, study on it, engaging with the living letters, arcing with the Hebrew words, and the encounter where Moshe was called up and he and his mountain ascended into the mountain of Yahweh is something that I'm going to elaborate a bit more within the conference that I will be attending. But what I want to talk a bit about now is a portion of scripture that I saw arc together with Exodus 24. And this portion of scripture is found in Psalms 24, and it's from verse 3 and 4. So before I read it, through my pursuit in this and through an encounter that I had, I saw that David began to engage within his pursuit with Yahweh that came from an encounter that happened with Moshe here within Exodus 24. And I love how the blueprint, if you will, of certain things that weren't yet established here within the earth, now established, creates a framework for all of those that would come into the earth after that encounter would now have the blueprint in how to engage and how to behold certain things that we are now establishing within our pursuit. So that's why, for me, it's so overwhelming to behold processes that have been revealed to us as the 13th house positioned in the realm, the land of Goshen. Because as we are beholding processes and we are receiving the blueprint of that what is not yet being revealed on the earth, there will be generations to come that will be able to arc into the risk, if you will, that we took to position ourselves in a place that no eye has seen nor ear has heard. And because of the union that we have together here with on the earth, but also within our union with Yahweh and our own personal journey that comes together when we meet, we are entrusted with the secrets and the mysteries for us to now walk out here within the earth. So, man, I love to behold these moments within this period of time. So anyway, in Psalms 24, from verse 3 to 4, David makes this statement, and he says, "Who can ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who can stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart." So within my pursuit within the scripture, there were key words that stood out. And these words are ascend, heal, stand, holy place, clean hands, pure heart. So when I had a look at these words and I did cross-referencing to the Hebrew words, ascend in Hebrew is Allah, which has an ayin, a lamed, and a hay. The word heal is hair, and that has a hay and a noon. The word stand is kum in Hebrew, and that has a kuf, a vav, and a samech. The word holy is kodesh, and that has a kuf, a dalet, and a shin. Clean is naki, which has a nun, a kuf, and a yod. The word hands is kaf, and that has a kaf and a vav. The word pure is bear, which is a bait and a resh. And then the word heart is levav, which has a lamed and a double bait. So when I read this portion of scripture, and then I began to engage with the living letters, and begun to behold their function within the scripture, I began to observe the scripture that now also could be read as, who can experience their authority as they behold from their seed line, which is behind time, above the sun, within their position on the earth, as a support being the doorway within Yahweh's name, as we have our hands out and our palm open as a house of authority within our government established within creation. And when I read that through the living letters that were beginning to behold their function within this portion of scripture, I was so undone, because here David is beholding a process within his life, beholding a blueprint that was set here within the earth by Moshe's pursuit. And he begins to describe as how one can ascend into the hill of the Lord and how one can stand in Yahweh's holy place, those who have clean hands and a pure heart. And within the government of his pursuit and our pursuit, it's talking about one that can engage within their position of government within Yahweh's kingdom, positioned on their seat to begin to unfold their authority here within the earth, so that we can begin to see the establishment of our government being revealed here within creation. And I believe real strongly in what's going to unfold if we want to talk about a calendar year. This calendar year is so significant because of what has been established within the past couple of years. And when we now shift from the calendar year into a period of time, I'm so undone by what we have hope for and what is going to be revealed to us as a company of people. So it's just something I wanted to share with you today, that when we read scripture, I want to advise you not just to read it words on a page, and try not come from a belief system that you have, because oftentimes I've seen in my life, when I would read scripture with a preconceived idea religiously, then I would read the scriptures and I would already have a conclusion about my interpretation of the scripture. But when you position yourself to behold the scriptures are alive. We know that. And the reason the scriptures are alive is because of an arcing that takes place of the living word that is established within the record of our DNA. So when that arcing takes place, there is life, and then the scriptures bring you into themselves so that you can begin to, as Psalms 24 says, experience realms and dimensions within the scriptures. And what I've seen take place within my life, it speaks to me within the maturity that I'm positioned in. Because truth is multidimensional. There are many facets of truth. And when you behold a concept that begins to unfold a measure of truth to you, when you sit within that truth and you behold that truth and you open up your heart to be taught a greater measure of what is unfolding within Yahweh's kingdom, I believe that we begin to step into a greater measure of maturity, which then comes with a greater measure of truth for us to walk out here within the earth. Because when you behold truth, the truth sets you free. And within that process, you be transformed. You are being transformed because of the truth that you are now beholding. So it's going to be amazing to spend this time together with all of you. If you're going to be there physically, if you're going to be online within these two conferences, I just want to encourage you, behold, engage, position yourself to be a part of what Yahweh is revealing to us as the 13th house within the land of Goshen. Very exciting. So one of the teachings that I will be unpacking within these conferences is what I observed within Moshe stepping into a cloud that was sitting on the mountain. Because according to the Israelites' perspective, Moshe walked into a consuming fire. But from Moshe's encounter and from his observation, he walked into a cloud. So this got me to ask the question, what followed the nation of Israel by day and what followed them by night? Because there is a law of first mention of a function of day and a function of night. So was it Moshe stepping into the function of day, which is light? And is there a function of night recorded in Exodus, which talks about darkness? So that's what I'm going to be getting into at these conferences. So excited because of what I have observed within the scripture. It's fascinating, but also in the same breath, it's so empowering for us because of what we have been entrusted with. So anyway, good to share breath with you today. I trust that this encouraged you. And if you're going to be there physically at the two conferences that will be in the States, it'll be amazing to share breath with you. Until next time, where I get to share a part of my journey with you, massive love from my house to yours. Shalom.